So, this is going to be a pretty different Slimming World Food for Thought episode because lots of different things are going on. So, stick with it and I'll explain why. So, Anna isn't very well. Anna's in hospital and we were even thinking, could we record the podcast in hospital today? But she's so poorly that that's not even possible. So she is cooped up in bed. She has managed to get through all her groups and do loads of Women of the Year nomination ceremonies and things. And then when she got to the end of her working week, just crashed. So she's getting the help that she needs, but she's in a bad way at the moment, and we're not quite sure what's going to happen, and we'll keep you posted on everything that happens with that. So send Anna love and well wishes on our Instagram, if that's cool. And then then I also have to be honest that I've got to try and get through this without crying, which I made a pact with myself that I didn't really want to record today. Like, I'm currently in my bed and I've just woke up after finishing the night shift. I've got to kind of get up and do this podcast and talk to some friends on the group conference call later, and then go do another shift. And sometimes it's quite hard to kind of keep going, isn't it? This week, I think I've scared myself because I've achieved some mega personal milestones. Ugh. And whilst most of me feels quite happy, I think I'm also a bit freaked. So some amazing things happened this week. One of the cool things is that imminently I will be becoming an auntie, which it would be awesome. And I can't wait. Another thing is that I got nominated for Woman of the Year in my group, which was really nice. And just going to all the ceremonies of Woman of the Year is amazing anyway, isn't it? Just hearing everybody else's why and just the amazing things that people have achieved. It's like an honour to be even in the list. And what else? I achieved a mega milestone, which I'm going to share on our Instagram some photos and also a longer written post that I put on my personal Facebook, but I don't mind putting it on Instagram. So I will I'll screenshot it and share it. And that is because today marks 365 days since I had my last alcoholic drink. And I think why I feel quite teary is just because I think I surprised myself by what I can actually achieve. And it kind of reminds you of, I'm sure if you're listening to this and you're feeling a bit lost and you go round in circles and you just feel like you're kind of abusing yourself, right? With the food, the way that you treat yourself. And you know that you keep torturing yourself, but you can't stop yourself doing it. And I felt like I lived like that for years. Just anything to make me feel better, like a quick treat to make me feel better. And I guess sometimes just to reaffirm, well, there you go, you're not good enough, you can't do it, other people can do it, but you're not one of them. And how easy it is to slip into that as a default when that's all you know and that's how you've treated yourself for so long. And I guess in the last year, I just had enough of feeling like that. So I started doing things differently, and quitting the alcohol felt like a big dent in my journey of how I can find myself. And when I stopped and wrote a post this week about all the things that I was questioning and all the things that I recognised that I'd achieved in the last year, it kind of, I think it just kind of overwhelmed me. That I can't quite believe that I did it. So, sorry, I'm just trying to pull myself together. It's hard to find the words what to say. Because, you know, it's not sadness, it is pride. But it just makes me feel really grateful that to have like communities like Snippet World. And for me on the alcohol, it was 1 year no beer. To have those kind of communities and know that there are people that understand where you're coming from, that you're not alone, I think was just one of the most powerful things ever. Because I'm definitely one of those people that goes into self-isolation and tries to fix everything in my own head. I don't want to kind of ask people for help. And I recognise in the last year that I can ask people for help and that it's okay. And people want to help. That's the thing. People genuinely want to help other people. So it's been one of those weeks where I just kind of stopped and looked, and you can't help but compare, can you, to this time last year. It feels a bit like a new year for me. And this time last year, I was kind of on my journey. I thought I was in love. And then maybe it turned out that that person wasn't for me. And I still haven't found that person. And it frustrates me that I can do all of these things, but I can't find that one thing that I really want. But the grass is always greener. So today I'm just gonna take a bit of time out. And be proud of things that I've achieved. So I wipe my tears away and I will post on our Instagram. So go follow our Instagram if you're not already. It's at Snippet World Podcast, and you can read my long post. I think there's something about with writing there that I can hide behind my emotions a little bit. I can kind of craft it and think about it. Whereas I think with this podcast and recording this, I knew that I wouldn't be able to escape and I wouldn't be able to get through without crying. So in essence, you kind of get the real raw me. Which I don't think I've ever cried on a recording, actually. So this feels very naked. And
Yeah, but it just proves, you know, that, well, me and Anna are very real and we don't try and be something that we're not. And this was one of those weeks where, if I'm honest, if we could have not done a podcast episode, it would have been a lot easier. But that's not the kind of pact that we made with all of you, that we would be here every Monday, no matter what. And a part of that means turning up even when you don't want to. So anyway, food-wise and swimming world-wise, this week I just want to get back on it. I've made a pact with my buddy Alison that every night at 9 p.m. we are going to text each other a number of stars out of 5, how we think we got on in the day as accountability. And I'm filling in my Be Delightful book. I'm on week 3. And just logging everything. Yesterday I realised that one of the things that I thought was a healthy extra B isn't anymore. So I was gutted because I've bought them and I've got to eat them. And they're 5.5 sins now. But that's the point, isn't it? That you just got to keep doing this. And especially in days and weeks like this where I feel so tired and exhausted, that actually I would rather just not be on plan. I'd rather just close the book and just wing it. But instead, I've got my buddy. I signed up for another 12-week countdown yesterday. I'm writing in my book and I've just got to keep going, because in a few weeks, will this matter? Will I remember this? Maybe not. Hope not, anyway. Hope I'm back to my lovely laughing self. So anyway, I should probably say to my mom, don't worry about me. You'll have spoken to me since this podcast goes out and I'm okay. And I get to have a hug with my mom later this week. And hopefully meet my new little niece or nephew, of which we don't know which one it is. So that's exciting. We put a post on our Instagram about social media, so we'll do that next week. We'll hold it till next week. And this can be just a bit of a pause. So let us know how you're getting on. And let us know your milestones too. And I should be happier about mine. But, you know, sometimes, like I say, I think I scare myself because I realise that I can do this. Now I've just got to believe it and believe in myself. And, man, if this is how I feel now, what am I going to feel like when I get to Target? God. That will be interesting. Anyway, normal service resumes next week. And we can hopefully give you an update next week when we're a bit more cheery and I'm not curled up in my bed, wanted to sleep another 10 hours, but got to get up and go to a night shift. And that's the update. It's not very carefully polished, but it's real. So have a great week and keep in touch. Bye. Ooh, a mini little update. My brother just called me and apparently I am an auntie. It's a little girl called Aria and she was 5 pounds. Yay!